Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Now, for those who have not heard this before, you'll say, well, it's just the man in the chair. Same voice, same man. So what's the deal? Why is this different from a moment ago? And did you notice he didn't prepare? And in an old energy, you would expect it. You expect a man to breathe heavily or face the right direction or do other things that will get him aligned with that which you would call the communication from the other side of the veil. You know, that's what it felt like then, even to us. I know who's here. I know who's listening. There has been a shift of energy on this planet, and it's dramatic. And the old soul, the one who's listening, the old soul is the one who feels it and knows it and discerns it. In an old energy, it was like you were in the other room. Alignment was necessary. And it was totally appropriate for you to align every cell in your body with a spiritual purpose, to oxygenate, perhaps even to spend time meditating before you would see a patient or anyone as a facilitator or channel in front of a group or any of these things. You had to, because the old energy sat on you like a blanket. And then when you were done, it like snapped back. You had to work it. About 6 years ago, I asked my partner if he was ready to go to the next step. I could see the disappointment in his mind because he thought there was no next step. Dear ones, there's always a next step. Humanity is not operating at 100%. And my partner is going to explain some of that this weekend. But you have made it past a marker that is more than significant. More than significant. This year and last year will mark the beginning of time for you. There'll come a place in history, I don't even want to say a time, so removed from this one that will look back on you today and they will see everything in front of 2013 as survival barbarism and everything beyond 2013 as the beginning of spiritual growth for the planet. If you want to take a look at what's happening on the planet right now, politically, you will see that which smacks of old energy on all sides. Cryon is not political. Politics is your karma. It's what you do. It is how you learn as groups. And you can see that it smacks with the old energy. One against the other, punishing each other for one's integrity and one non-integrity, they don't really even have a clue. This is the planet trying to figure out what works in a new energy and what does not. And there's going to be some surprises for both sides. And we have given you this information before. This is a new energy you sit in past 2012. And now here you are in 2014. I asked my partner if he was ready to go to the next level. And he said yes. And he said, what is it? And I said, it is time to integrate God and you. So that you don't just show up for a little while and experience a spiritual attribute and then put it away. So you don't just report to a building, dress up, worship for a while, come home, take off the clothes, and experience something else. It can no longer be that way. You can't prepare to have a different countenance when you meditate. How about that one? That you've got to have a walking meditation for life. When you sit down to meditate, you're simply slowing down so you can concentrate on what you already have. And that is a new concept for an energy that will support it. Did you hear that? When you start to do this, dear ones, when you claim the Creator inside, a steering mechanism that comes from another place for your integrity, for your health, for your lifespan, for your cellular structure, and you marry to that, when you do, you're no longer positioning yourself or breathing correctly in order to heal or channel. You simply do it because you're always in that state of mind. It has another name. It's called mastery. And that is the study, is it not, of the day, is how to claim that majesty at the same time you walk around in common life. When you leave the building after this weekend and you go back to whatever it is you do, whether it's at home or at work, and many of you call it survival, to pay the bills and do this or that, it has no attribute that's different than sitting here. Claim the same kinds of direction you will out there as you do in this place, as you meditate or you listen to the channeling. Present a balanced countenance. Talk to yourselves. Selves, not selves, selves. And in the process of doing this, start to understand something is actually happening, for the cells are listening. This is how you were designed. I would like to tell you something I've not really said before. The DNA of your body has a complement of your higher self as well as your human corporeal self. And they are integrated to the degree that you wish them to be integrated in. That means that as you change your countenance, your belief, your intent, your DNA starts to change with it. That means the percentage of DNA that is actually working will start to build to a higher percentage. That connection that you're missing. My partner will talk about that in the teaching and the lectures today and tomorrow. Your percentage of DNA for the first time in human history is open to increase. It could not before 2012. It could not. You had reached a pinnacle. And by the way, it was frustrating. We've been with you all the time. We've been with you when you said, why can't I do this? Why is not this working? What is wrong here? Why has this shifted? See, I know who's here. Why does it feel different? Have I lost it? That's for one of you. And the answer is no. You are being repositioned for an increase in your efficiency of your DNA, a spiritual handshake that is going to enhance everything you know and everything you do to a new level. Now, don't you think that's going to feel different? And the answer is yes. Honestly, don't you think that's going to feel different? When you are in a place where there is an enhancement in everything you can do, where you don't have to prepare anymore, and where the insights will come faster and quicker, where somebody will make an appointment with you, facilitator, and when they make the appointment, you'll have a full knowledge of what they need. And they won't even have to stand in front of you, and some of you already have it. That's different. This is an enhancement. And it's not going to go backwards unless you want it to. Did you hear that? So it's not something that's going to be stepped on by an old energy when you walk out of the healing chamber. I think you understand what I'm saying. I asked my partner, are you ready to go to the next level? And when he said yes, it took him 2 years. Now he doesn't prepare. Not even what you would say psychologically. He simply sits in the chair. Because in the past, he used to metaphorically hold out his hand. And we would then take it, and the connection was there. And he would channel, and he would hold our hand metaphorically during the channeling. He didn't age during that time. He doesn't when he sits now. That's our promise to him. His response was, I think I'll stay in channel. It was a handhold. And when I told him to release the hand, it took him 2 years. And he said, what will I have instead? And I said, you're taking the training wheels off of your life. And we'll be with you 24/7. And you'll feel it. Instead of the crutch of the handhold, you'll know we're there. And this is what we are saying new energy on this planet is going to give you. If you're here and you're not a facilitator and you're just interested in spiritual things, there is no difference. For you still have to walk through life and it's difficult. And you still have to do all the things that everyone else has to do. You have to go to work and meet those at work who have no idea who you are or what you represent. In an old energy, dear ones, some of you were like hermits, like my partner. The less you said, the better, right? Get ready for that to change. It has to, because people are going to come up to you and ask you, what do you have that I don't? They will see you're handling the problems of the planet gracefully, with integrity, and with peace. Without frustration, without sleeplessness, because you have gone to the next step. I think you understand what I'm saying. And the beauty of the news I'm giving you is that this energy is the one you have been waiting for, old soul. It's going to promote you, and it's not going to press against you. You are with the wind for the first time. Later today, my partner is going to give you a presentation on what I will call the fast-track helpers of the planet, which we call the grids, all here in support of what you're doing in ways you have no idea. The planet supports you in this. We support you. You passed this marker. That is amazing. And now, for the first time, the old souls of this planet will take their power. That is the message, and will be till my partner's last breath. And it's a good one, isn't it? Isn't it? It is. Now, I want you to manifest this. You go and discuss it. Well, that was interesting what Kryon said. No, it's not interesting. It's a mandate for action. I sit in front of old souls, this great land. And I said, let the beauty of God in you match the beauty of the topography here. Let the beauty of God in you be seen by other human beings. Let it take their breath away when they do. That is the mandate. And so it is.